The car keys are under the mat, one of the agents said, motioning to a white van parked nearby. There's a duffel in the back seat with everything you requested. Travel documents, cash, prepaid phones, clothing, as well as a few other items we thought you might appreciate. Thank you, the provost said. You guys are good. Just well-trained, sir. With that, the two Turkish men got back into the black sedan and drove off. Sinsky was never going to let me walk away, the provost reminded himself. Having sensed as much while flying to Istanbul, the provost had emailed an alert to the consortium's local branch, indicating that he and Ferris might need an extraction. You think she'll come after us? Ferris asked. Sinsky? The provost nodded. Absolutely, although I suspect she has other concerns at the moment. The two men climbed into the white van and the provost rummaged through the contents of the duffel, getting their documentation in order. He pulled out a baseball cap and slipped it on. Wrapped inside the cap, he found a small bottle of Highland Park single malt. These guys are good. The provost eyed the amber liquid, telling himself he should wait until tomorrow. Then again, he pictured Zobrist's Soluble bag and wondered what tomorrow would even look like. I broke my cardinal rule, he thought. I gave up my client. The provost felt strangely adrift, knowing that in the coming days the world would be blanketed with news of a catastrophe in which he had played a very significant role. This would not have happened without me. For the first time in his life, ignorance no longer felt like the moral high ground. His fingers broke the seal on the bottle of scotch. Enjoy it, he told himself. One way or another, your days are numbered. The provost took a deep pull on the bottle, relishing the warmth in his throat. Suddenly, the darkness lit up with spotlights and the blue flashing strobes of police cars, which surrounded them on all sides. The provost looked frantically in every direction, and then sat as still as stone. No escape. As armed Turkish police officers approached the van, rifles extended, the provost took a final sip of Highland Park and quietly raised his hands over his head. This time, he knew. The officers were not his own.